What you're about to hear is a horrific murder of a young teenage girl named Junko Fruta, who was tortured for 44 days by high school boys. You might think, what's the most harm teenage boys can do? Perhaps you might ask yourself, what did they do to make this murder known as the most gruesome murders of all time?
Junko Fruta was a normal teenage girl who lived in Misato, Japan. She was 16 years old and she was a well-known student at her school. Her beauty got her into a life-ending situation when a teenage boy named Horacio Miano asked her out and she declined. Miano didn't take her response well and he started to plan his revenge.
Junko was riding her back home on November 25th, 1988. Miano and three of his other friends had a plan to capture her. One of them pushed her off her bike, and Miano was conveniently across the street. He ran to her and helped her up. Miano asked if she wanted a walk home, and Junko said yes.
They took her to an abandoned warehouse and sexually assaulted her. The boys thought it would be more fun to completely kidnap her. So they took her to Miano's basement. Miano made Junko call her mom and tell her she wasn't coming home and that she was okay.
The last 44 days of Junko's life was complete misery. She was sexually assaulted by 100 men over 500 times. The boys severely tortured her. They used explosive on her, causing her internal organs to shut down.
Something that made this situation more sick than it already is that Miano's parents knew all of this that was going on, but didn't say anything because they were scared of their own son.
The torture kept getting worse as the days went on. They hung her from a ceiling and used her as a human punching bag, crushed her stomach with dumbbells, broke her bones with golf clubs, and forced her to eat cockroaches. She had to sleep on the balcony in the cold winter and stuck her in a freezer for hours at a time. She eventually got to the point where she couldn't walk and had to crawl.
Junko had a chance to call for help and got caught. For punishment, they set her feet on fire.
A boy who participated in sexually assaulted Junko felt guilty and went home to tell his parents. His parents called the police and they went to Miano's house. Miano's parents acted as if they had no idea what was going on when the police questioned them. They invited the police inside and the police thought they were innocent because they wouldn't invite them in if they had something to hide. The police left the house without even looking for Junko.
On January 4th, 1989, the boys challenged Junko to a game of solitaire. She beat the boys and they got frustrated and sent them into a rage. They burnt her with fire and it caused her to start having a seizure. The boys thought that she was faking. Junko's body finally shut down and she died.
The teenage boys had to decide what to do with her body. They put her corpse in a 44-gallon drum, filled it with cement, and discarded it in Tokyo.
A year passed and no one bothered to look for Junko. Authorities came upon the drum one day and went straight to Miano's to question him. He confessed to all of the things he did to Junko. The boys were all underage and were only given lenient sentences. Miano served 20 years and the rest of the boys served 7. All of them are out now, freely roaming the streets of Japan.
Miano's parents blamed Junko and her parents for Miano going to prison. His parents were supposed to send Junko's parents money, but they never received it.
Junko's story is known as the worst murder ever to happen in Japan. Her case inspired many movies and novels. The most noteworthy movie is called Concrete, which was released in 1995. Junko's story is a harsh subject to talk about in Japan because of how horrible the murder was.
And that's the story of Junko Fruta.